All right, guys, welcome to our ride along. So I am on Kara, and she is a Hanoverian mare out of another mare. But she is a quick, nimble little horse. And we actually really want to think about gearing her towards the hunter jumpers. And so what we're going to do today is she's going to do a little jump school. And I'm going to bring you guys along for how I warm her up to prep for a nice relaxing sort of jump day. So to start, I'm just walking around. She's in a contact, and I am just thinking about using my legs, inside leg to my outside rein, and then a little outside leg just to say, keep coming around, girl. And I'm just walking, kind of figure eighting around the ring. And as I'm walking, I'm just letting my seat swing. I'm making sure my leg is lightly resting against her side, but not necessarily on and squeezing. Because again, she's a hot horse, so she likes a supportive leg, but it doesn't necessarily have to be a get moving girl kind of leg. So as I'm walking around, I'm just getting down onto my long side here. And I'm going to think about a little shoulder in at the walk. And I just am trying to get her comfortable with the idea of me putting my leg on. Because that's kind of where a lot of these hot horses struggle. Is that when you go to put the leg on, because a lot of us, these horses are really good at talking us into riding without leg and without support. And then when you go to actually add the leg is when there are issues, because you go from not really being supportive and not really being there to then all of a sudden saying, oh my God, I'm scared. You gotta go do something. And then they're like, oh my God, okay. So I just did a little teardrop to change direction. And then a little shoulder in down the rest of my long side here. Inside leg. Think about positioning across the diagonal. And then you just kind of use the inside leg to say, now give me a little leg yield. Give me a little leg yield. Good. And then give them a little pat when they give you something. So now that I've gotten my horse nice and good with my leg, and mind you, I've been working with this horse with this for a little while, so if you need a little bit more of a second, feel free to pause and just keep kind of playing around with going down that long side, positioning across the diagonal your horse's shoulder and head, keeping a little bit of bend in the neck, and then just adding that inside leg to say, okay, now leg yield, now leg yield. Now leg yield, good girl, and then you give him a little pat. And then you just straighten and ever so slightly with your hot horse. You're not really gonna add leg to trot, but your leg is on. Again, not squeezing, but just supporting, and you're just gonna go up to trot. And again, if it takes them a second to trot, don't goose them. Just give them space to make the best decision for you. And so as you're trotting, you're not really thinking about sending them forward, right? You're just thinking about, okay, I'm just going to kind of keep a supportive leg and kind of a slow, short post to say, okay, give the legs time to come underneath themselves. And roundness doesn't really matter. Of course, you want the horse connected from the tail to the bit, but it's not about, you know, dressage roundness necessarily. Good. Good girl, Kara. And when they give you a nice softened trot, you can go ahead and change direction. And you also want to almost think about keeping everything nice and soft and big and flowing. Not tight turns, not anything that is going to make them think quickly, right? Like, we want them to kind of slow their thought process down. And if you change direction and they speed up a little bit, you know, you can just give a little half halt. And when I say half halt, I mean, think about holding your post in the air for just a quarter of a second longer and squeezing your knees towards the saddle. You might be like, well, my trainer says I should never squeeze my knees on the saddle. And to that I say, listen, with these hot horses, we got to use what God gave us. And God gave us knees. So you just want to think, it's about just containing that energy. And, you know, Kara here has a little bit of an issue. I am going counterclockwise, and she kind of likes to keep the haunches out towards the rail a bit. So I'm actually going to do a little counterbend and say, hey, that's fine. Bring your body around, yeah, good girl. And then that way I can kind of soften. See if I can lengthen the neck a bit. Because that's kind of always our goal. Our goal is to have them be as short and round from the tail to the wither as possible. But then we want them from the wither to the pole as long as possible. Still round, right? Still connected, but not short and tight. So everything that we try to do is good, girl, Kara. And you just want to make sure, again, that you're keeping the hind legs moving to the same rhythm as the front legs. Good. And just play around with those half halts. And the big thing with the half halt is that the softening is just as important as the taking, right? So it's this. I'm about to run through a half halt, so I think kind of squeeze and soften. Good. Good girl, Kara. And you want, when I say squeeze, I mean put the knees on the saddle. And then kind of squeeze your fingers together like you're holding on to a mug of coffee. And you're just kind of closing your fingers around the handle a bit. And we're still just going around the outside of the arena. We're not adding in any crazy moves. And we're really not doing any lateral work at the trot because for the hot horse, we did all of that at the walk to say, hey, get on my leg, but don't run away from my leg. And now, what we're going to do is, with these hot horses, I actually like to post into the canter, so they don't really have an option of, like, jutting out and running away from you when you go to sit in the saddle to ask for the canter. So we're going to think inside leg on at the girth, and we ask with a kiss, and then we say it. So we go inside leg at the girth. And again, it's not constraining. It's just saying, okay, position your body. Something's about to happen. And canter. Good. And again, it's one of those things that might take them a second, and you just want to kind of think in the canter that you have the ability to supple on your inside leg. So your inside leg kind of goes on and off, but it's kind of at the girth and it just helps them continue to bring that hind leg underneath them. Good. Good girl. And to rut. And then, don't be quick again. Good. You want to nail that trot and then change direction. And again, it's not a, we are not doing any quick. See, I changed direction and she automatically thinks canter. So we're just going to hang out at the trot for a second. Good. Good. And then if your horse is even really anticipating the canter, what I would love for you to do is just give him a second and like literally come back to the walk and just say, oh, good pony. It's so not bad. It's all good in the hood here. And then while you're back at the walk, you know, maybe revisit your shoulder in a little bit just to say, hey, look, look, it's secure. When I put my inside leg on, yeah, good girl, Kara. Good. And then you want to think, get that nice upward transition. And again, you're going to wait, right? Because you're on a sensitive horse. So you just need to think trot. Maybe say trot. And then give them a second, right? And then right off the rip, because they might still be anticipating that canter. Sorry, Kara. We have a bug issue here. Good. All right, back to it. The joys of riding horses. This one bug just will not leave us alone. It's like really pissing her off. And then, good. You just want that nice, relaxed trot. Good. And again, we're gonna post into the canter. This bug is gonna get me bucked off. And canter. Okay, so again, that wasn't a great transition on my end because we are literally getting chased around by this freaking bug. So I'm just gonna think. Okay, inside bend, inside leg. And actually, Kara needs a little support from my right leg in this direction as well. And so we're just gonna think kind of both legs. Yeah, good girl. Good girl. Good girl. And then we TROT. Trot. Good. 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 And then we walk. Good. Give your pony a pat. And that is how we warm up for the jumping on a hot horse. And I hope you guys got something out of it. That's also a good just basic flat warm up. But yeah, so let me know how you guys like this, and I'm sure we'll be back with some more videos or ride-alongs. So thanks, guys.